This weekend is a sturgeon blue moon.
Well, sturgeon would name it and lend itself to being associated with fish. We've got a lot of fishermen around Mackay with Sunday, so I thought if the fishos don't know that this is a great time to fish,
yeah,
we're not doing our job by telling them that.
Rose Smith is our resident psychic. Rose, we got no idea what this is. What is it?
Well, it's when the salmon are spawning, but we don't have spawning salmon here. Probably a few spawning people, but no spawning salmon. It's from America because, you know, they every month when there's a full moon, they give it a name.
Mm.
So it's the blue moon also because there's a season between the solstice, the winter solstice, and the spring equinox. So there's actually four full moons in a three-month period. So it's what's called a seasonal blue moon.
Oh. Okay, so we actually thought it was a little bit fishy.
Sturgeon would say that it's got something to do with fish, I would assume. So,
yeah. Yes.
Does that mean it's a good lucky period for a lot of people, or is it like a bad period?
Oh, no, I wouldn't call it a bad period, but it could be a bit emotional. So things get stirred up and it's like a transformation or a change going on for everyone. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the full moon, it's in Aquarius at the moment, so Aquarians are probably going to be very much affected. And it's opposite the sun, which is in Leo. So anyone who's Leo, it's Leo time now. So anyone having their birthday this month is likely to be really strongly affected.
Okay, so to put this into layman's terms, it's basically exactly like a salmon going to spawn. You're pushing it uphill, right? Like you're swimming uphill.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Things are coming up from your subconscious, so it could be a little bit of, especially for Aquarians, a bit of internal conflict. You know, people just sort of have to deal with their emotions. It's an emotional time.
Yeah, right. And it's been a hard time for a lot of people, obviously, being in lockdowns in parts of the country. Obviously, for us in Queensland, we've been very, very lucky at this stage.
Very lucky, yes, here. And I do wonder, you know, it's because part of it is that it is warmer here than down south, and the virus does prefer the colder weather.
Well, the virus can stay in that colder weather, I say, too, by the way. Now, if people want to catch up with you, Rose, where can we find you? Because you give some great information, including on the sturgeon moon. Where can we find you?
Yes, so my website is absolutesoulsecrets.com, or come to my YouTube channel. I'm doing horoscopes and readings there all the time. So Absolute Soul Secrets on YouTube.
All right. And there's some radio nominations coming up too very soon for Dave and I. Do you see anything for us too, by the way?
I see the colour green, which usually means like expansion and growth. So you might get something out of it, even if it's not to do with the actual competition or the nomination, but there's something coming out of it.
Yeah, it's the waistline.
Our bosses usually look green after listening to our breakfast show because he's sick of it. Well, there you go, Rose Smith. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
So it's getting late, and instead of searching the land of Hyrule, you're stuck searching Google for the best gaming deal.